What is up, Arisen Nation? I'm so freaking excited to join you here on the Arisen podcast. On this episode, I'm gonna go a little bit businessy today. But you know, we usually crank up these episodes on the Arisen podcast on Monday and or Tuesday. But it's Thursday today, and the reason is that we've been busy. Myself, I've been very busy with exams here and there, but it's over and I'm really excited, and I'm so excited for the, you know, subsequent episodes that are going to come on the Arisen podcast. And the reason is that I've learned a ton that I'm so excited to I wish I can just share everything on the podcast today, but I really can't, you know. Today I just want to go the business where I want to, you know, talk a little bit about my experience with I had in a mastermind. I joined recently, but the question I want to ask today is this: is your business actually a business, or is it an expensive hobby? You like that, right? Let's cue up the intro and then we begin from there. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. For a while now, I've been quite busy with clients, you know, my private clients, and also clients from with the Arisen agency and other, you know, bits of other things I do. And you know, if you've been listening to the Arisen message or whatever, what the Arisen message is all about, it's all about, you know, if you want to get somewhere, just get someone who is way ahead of you and just model them, right? And so I have been internally going out to these different places where my mentors hang around, and I bet you those places are they are not cheap. Very expensive, you know, very expensive places that these, you know, bright and intelligent minds hang around and they share all their, you know, all their stuff. And I happened to be part of these groups, and there was a time where they were sharing, you just come on, and it's virtually, right? It's a virtual meetup, and so you just come on when it's time for you to share your value. You just share what you've been working on lately and stuff like that. So that is how we take in turns. And there was one guy who has an e-commerce, like very, very successful. Like he makes like $5 million. Like he's really, really successful with his e-com. He has an e-commerce website where he makes a ton of money. He has lots of customers, and he was struggling. You know, he wanted to get it to $10 million, so from 5 to 10. And I was seated there, you know, and I was listening, making all my notes and stuff like that. And this guy came, and after sharing his value, he asked the questions to the audience. I mean, to all those bright minds who are seated there. And I don't want to go in the exact direction of where the question was headed, because the conversation wouldn't tally, because, you know, they were talking about, you know, high level stuff, right? And so I can't share really high level stuff with you guys because of the current situation we in the Arisen Nation are, right? We are currently in. But the question one of the presenters asked him back was this. It was like, is your business a business, or it's an actual hobby? And according to whoever asked that question, what he was trying to portray was that, you know, from 0 to $5 million, right, it all comes down to you actually monetizing your hobby. Excuse me, you monetizing your hobby. So what I mean by monetizing your hobby is this: like you finding something you really, really love, something you enjoy doing, right? And then monetizing and making money out of that hobby. Now, from $5 million and beyond, you don't have to be seeing that thing you started as a hobby anymore. You have to be seeing it as a business. And so as a business owner, what do you see? How do you typically manage your business, right? And so they go into the best way to hire people, because leveraging your time would be worth it. Leveraging other people's time, from, you know, the whole scale from going from 5 to 10, it's all about, you know, leveraging people's times. I mean, leveraging time that would be working for you, not against you. Because if you're a one-man band show or you're a 10-man band show and all you are doing is, you know, cranking up the time and stuff like that, it gets a little bit difficult. But imagine you have 50 people working on a similar goal, right? Everything gets really, really simple, and you can easily move from 5 to 10, right? So that was the point of, you know, discussion here and there. But I just wanted to use that theme to actually express something that goes on within the Ghanaian entrepreneurial community. And it's all about this very topic that, you know, I see a lot of people now. I know most people don't have most people's businesses are not cranking up $5 million right here in Ghana, especially in the youth space, right? But you know, it all boils down to most people. What I've seen is that most people are doing what they love, but they are not really, really monetizing what they are currently doing. They are not monetizing, they are not making money out of it. And I'm here to ask you that same question. It's your business a business, or it's an expensive hobby? Now, what an expensive hobby basically means is this: you doing something, you know, at the expense of a lot of resources, like time and money, right? Time and money is the most important resources we have currently, right? So time and money, so you doing something at the expense of your time, at the expense of your money, and not getting any returns of it, it's an expensive hobby, right? Let me give you an example. I know some of my friends who, you know, basically have to go out every Friday night. They always have to go out on a Friday night, and they spend like lots of money, you know, chilling and stuff like that. And I basically don't have any problem with that. But my problem is when that same person comes back and then complains about they not having time, or they not having money, or whatever resource to actually get what they really, really want, then I always, you know, have a problem with that. And I tend to ask myself, you know, that it's a really, really expensive hobby, you know. It's a really, really expensive hobby, because if you're not getting any returns on it, imagine you going, you know, on a Friday night and then meeting with, you know, several business owners, right? And you know, establishing some relationships, establishing some connections that will lead into, you know, future prospects, that will lead into, you know, something very prosperous in the future, then you can measure that ROI, right? And so it's all about the ROI. Whatever you're doing right now, it all goes down to the ROI. Now, I know sometimes not all the things, we don't have to always measure in terms of, you know, monetary ROI, if you understand what I mean. Like, for instance, so you guys know in the Arisen Nation, we also have a bit called the Arisen Aid. And what Arisen Aid, all we do is we reach out to any orphanage of our choice, in any part of Ghana. We reach out to them and we help them with, you know, foodstuffs. We help them with a lot of mentorship and coaching and stuff like that. We actually spend a day or two with them, and, you know, so that's what we do. Now, if you look at that, you can call that a hobby, right? But here lies the case. The case is this: there is no monetary ROI attached to that hobby. There's no return on investment, like any immediate return on investment on that aspect of things, right? And as a matter of fact, if you are doing something of that sort and you are looking at any monetary, you know, returns, then you should re-evaluate whatever you are doing. But here's the point. The point is that, you know, something like that doesn't come with any immediate monetary, you know, returns. And so that would be something. But then the the instant gratification we get is the happiness we see on people's faces, is the happiness we see on, you know, these young, less privileged ones who really need our help. We see them really, really excited, and we are always sad when we are leaving, right? And so to think of that, that is where I see the returns going on, right? That's where I see the returns, the smiles, the happiness we instill in them, the disciplines and all these things we instill in them alone. It's, you know, worth that, you know, that whole process. You know, we spend a lot of money. We have people, you know, we have private individuals who, you know, just fund some of these projects. We also have, you know, ways and means we also find other bits of it, but ultimately that is a hobby, that is something we love doing, but it doesn't come with a physical monetary, you know, return on investments. And so that could be the, you know, deceptions here and there, but I always, you know, from that, you know, mastermind meeting we had, since then I've always been trying to evaluate things that goes on in my life that, you know, I have to see some form of ROI going on. I have to see some form of return on investment. I see my time as an investment. And so if I spend 10 minutes with you, or if I spend 50 hours with you without any potential return, then there is something wrong. Then I have to reevaluate what I just did. Right? And so, you know, for people who reach out to me, you know, send invites and here and there on, you know, something going on, and I say no, the reason is not that I'm not saying no to you. I'm saying no to the opportunity currently because I don't see any instant ROI or even any, you know, ROI for the long term, right? I don't see it. That is why I don't buy it, right? So I guess that is the point for today's episode, is that, you know, whatever you do, start evaluating what's going on. Look at, you know, the most important resources you have, time and money, right? So you spend a lot of time with, you know, this group. What's the return you are getting? It can be instant, it can be for the long term, but always try and evaluate. Look at your circle. How many times do you, you know, how many hours do you spend with these people? Or how many hours do you spend reading this book? Or how many times do you, I mean, why do I keep saying times? How many hours do you spend doing this and that, right? If you look at in terms of money, how much money do I spend on this and how much return do I get on that same thing, right? Just look at everything in terms of return on investment, because if you think about it that way, you'd be a good manager of your life, right? You'd be a good manager of your time, because that way you can be able to allocate certain, you know, key aspects of your life to, you know, really really match up what you have going on, right? And so if you think that, if you do your assessment, you know, if you do your intense assessment and you realize that I see that most of my, you know, I always spend 2 hours of my day, you know, doing X, Y, and Z. And after reevaluating, I realize that 2 hours is basically going into the trash. It's, you know, it's not coming back to me in any form reasonable, right? So what do you have to do? Reallocate that 2 hours into something productive, right? That is the whole point here. The whole point is to reevaluate the things you do, the resources you put into things, and then looking at the ROI, looking at the returns that come back to you. Because at the end of the day, if you do it well, you are going to be very, very efficient with your time and your resources. I mean, your time and money. Right, and so I guess that's why I end this episode today, that evaluate, you know, how much resources you put into things. Just evaluate it, and then look at the returns that comes in, whether instantly or on the long term. And that way you can be able to change your life and change the people around you, because guess what? If you are effective with your time and money, you'll be able to help a lot of people, because that way you would have a lot of time on your hands, right? To help the people who really need you, and you would have a lot of money to do what you really love to do, right? And so I leave you with another question, and the same question I began with: it's your business, a business, or an expensive hobby? Cheers, and have an awesome week. Bye-bye. Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you're on Android, and iTunes if you're on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.